Welcome to Second and Long, your daily NFL podcast. I'm your host, Zach, and in today's episode, we only have two things to talk about. One is the Packers and Bears recap, and Antonio Brown. Alright, so I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So, starting off today's episode, we will be talking about the Packers and Bears kicking off this NFL season. The Green Bay Packers won the game 10-3 in a defensive battle that saw Trubisky struggling and Rodgers, you know, not doing too bad. Rodgers had 203 yards and a touchdown. Well, Trubisky had a pretty poor performance with 26 of 45 passing, 228 yards, and one pick. Tariq Cohen had 8 catches for 49 yards. Allen Robinson had a nice game for 7 catches for 102 yards. That's really all it was for the Bears. The defense played well. Leonard Floyd had a couple of sacks. Overall, not a bad day for the Bears' defense. However, the offense did not show up, and the Packers would end up taking the game. And a very, very good game out of Preston Smith, the linebacker coming over from Washington, Za'Darius Smith as well, and Adrian Amos got a picket that kind of sealed the game, really. The former Bear picked off Trubisky, and honestly, that was probably the biggest play of the game. And for our final segment of Second and Long, Antonio Brown, man. Oh, Lord. Yep. He did something again. Remember, so yesterday I was talking about how Brown was pissed off over a fine for missing a couple of mandatory practices. Well, apparently today, Brown and general manager Mike Mayock quote-unquote got into it, and now the team is planning on suspending Brown. Oh, Lord. This is something we've never seen before. Now, you know, you had T.O. and Ocho in the earlier part of the 2000s, but they were never like this. They were never threatening to retire over helmets. Although T.O. probably would have. But, you know. And then, to make matters worse, Brown has unfollowed the Oakland Raiders and Derek Carr on Instagram. And, you know, this Antonio Brown may not even play a game for the Oakland Raiders before he's moved up. You know, it's always something with Antonio Brown. Every time you see news pop up about him, it's like, okay, what did he do now? You know, Brown, man. At one point, a few years ago, he was one of my favorite players in the league. And now now he's a comedy act, really. He really is a comedy act. You know. So, here are the details on the altercation. So, it didn't get physical, but sources say after a screaming match, Brown told Mayock that he would hit him in the face and then punted a football and said, "Fine me for that," according to Ian Rappaport. So that's something else, man. So Antonio Brown also didn't show up to practice today. He won't be with the team week one. He won't be playing, whether it's either a suspension or a scratch from the roster. So let's see how this plays out. Antonio Brown might not play. He might play a game for the Raiders. I don't know how many games he'll play for the Raiders, but he'll play at least one. At the very least, he'll play one. But, you know, Antonio, man. Oh, man. That's, you know, that's how you destroy a Hall of Fame career. You know, the same reason why T.O. wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer was because of his antics. So, if it took a year or two to get T.O. into the Hall of Fame, Antonio's not going to get in for at least 5 years. At least 5 years after he's eligible. He'll be a finalist, but he's not getting in for at least 5 years. Unless, you know, he turns back into a professional and stops acting like a little kid. But, yeah, Brown is something else, man. He really is. Anyways, that's all I got for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all tomorrow on Second and Long.